From the KTO newsroom, I'm Pablo Arauz Peña with a local and statewide news update. The Juneau Assembly is taking a public testimony this evening on two hot-button issues in two separate meetings. First, the Assembly is considering imposing a public mask mandate through an emergency ordinance. Public testimony on that ordinance will happen during a special meeting that's set to begin at 5:30 p.m. The emergency mask ordinance needs at least six of the nine members of the Assembly to vote yes for it to pass. It would take effect immediately and last for up to 90 days. If the emergency ordinance fails, a parallel non-emergency version is on tonight's committee meeting agenda. It could advance to public hearing and final vote at the next regular Assembly meeting. With some exceptions, most people would be required to wear a face covering in public indoor spaces and communal spaces outside the home. Separately, the Juneau School District adopted a mandatory mask policy for people at its facilities and events at a board meeting last week. During the committee meeting following the special meeting, the Assembly is taking public testimony on an ordinance to establish a systemic racism review committee. That committee would review the city's proposed ordinances and resolutions for systemic racism and present potential fixes. The Assembly is holding both meetings over Zoom video conference, and both will be streamed on the city's Facebook page and at ktoo.org. Instructions on how to testify are available at juneau.org. And we have an update to a local story that we aired on Friday about which big retailers in Juneau are requiring their customers to wear a mask to prevent the spread of coronavirus. Effective today, Office Max is joining Fred Meyer, Safeway, Home Depot, and Petco with a new mandatory mask policy for customers in their store. And this year's cruise ship season in Southeast Alaska never got underway because of the pandemic. No boatloads of tourists, no tourism, right? Not quite. One sure sign that visitors are making their way to Juneau again are the bright red shopping bags of the Alaska Shirt Company. KTOO's Jeremy Shea reports.
The Rose family from Portland is shopping for gifts in the big seasonal souvenir shop.
The bear poop. I mean, every 10-year-old boy wants something regarding poop.
That one too, or something?
Yeah.
The Alaska Shirt Company mostly sells inexpensive knickknacks, like Alaska-themed t-shirts, totem pole refrigerator magnets, and novelty bear poop keychains. Heather Rose grew up in Juneau. She originally planned to visit family here and take in the 4th of July festivities. Those were canceled, but she says there's still stuff to do.
I was surprised, and we've had a blast, yeah. An absolute blast. We've gone hiking, we've pulled crab pots, we've done this, just walking around downtown, probably this is our third day, mm-hmm. So there's been plenty for us to engage in. It's actually a good time to travel here, because there is more to do. Feels like we own the town.
Next door, there's another seasonal shop open with high-end gifts. Sunny Harjani manages the family-owned Blue Diamond Jewelry Stores. Between Juneau and Ketchikan, there are four. Harjani says it was a tough decision to open two of them this year, but Juneau is his summer home, and they've been in Alaska for over 20 years.
It's been very, very different. It's been much more quieter, so we're not seeing that much movement here.
He says he's not sure locals even know they're open. It's not as obvious as the brick-and-mortar storefronts, but some tour operators and summer attractions are up and running too. Wesley Bowe is giving free mini-tours at Glacier Gardens. His parents started the meticulously landscaped attraction. It's known for its surreal, upside-down trees whose roots are used as hanging flower planters.
Yeah, our whole
so what would this be like in a normal year?
Really busy. Really, really busy. We would have Tuesdays, we would probably have 20 buses at least.
It's just me and one other person on the walking tour today. Later, they restarted golf cart driving tours at a discount. Debbie Rash of Chino, California, is visiting Juneau for her third time. She's got a guided 6-day jet ski tour around Southeast Alaska coming up.
Dangerous Water Adventures is now offering the experience of a lifetime.
Of course, the water's not the only danger this year. Rash says COVID-19 and the related travel mandates weren't deal breakers.
It's all doable. Life goes on.
When she's on her jet ski, she isn't too worried about the coronavirus.
Yeah, it's all outdoors and we're all on our own ski, so we're all away from each other. Yeah.
The tour company's website shows their trips are sold out through most of August. Adventure Bound Alaska is running limited capacity boat tours to Tracy Arm to spot wildlife and watch glaciers calve into the sea.
Oh my God.
Before travel restrictions were relaxed, Midgie Moore of Juno Food Tours started putting together subscription boxes of locally made goodies that can be sent to people who couldn't come to Alaska this year.
Our motto is, if you can't come to us, we'll come to you.
She's restarted in-person restaurant tours too, but with smaller groups than when cruise ships come in. There are some common threads among who's reopening.
The smaller operations seem to be doing a little bit better for those independent passengers that they will be taking out.
That's Liz Perry. She runs Travel Juno, a nonprofit that markets Alaska's capital city as a travel destination. Based on calls to her office, Perry says there are two types of travelers making their way up. Resolute independents.
They are a fairly determined lot, we have found. When they call the office, they say, you know, this is the year, we've been planning this for a long time. Tell me how I get from point A to point B.
And friends and families of locals. Perry says there was a flurry of interest when Alaska first relaxed travel restrictions, but it's fallen off as COVID-19 cases surge around the country. It's too soon to know if this scaled-down tourism market will be viable as the pandemic drags out, but Perry says Travel Juno is developing a Safe Cities campaign, a set of protocols businesses can opt into that lets everyone know they've got a plan for operating safely. In Juno, I'm Jeremy Shea.
The aerospace company Astra will be taking another shot at a Kodiak launch next month after a failed launch earlier this year. KMXT's Jared Griffin has the story.
Kodiak residents may be hearing this sound coming from the Pacific Spaceport complex in a couple of weeks. Monday morning, Astra announced on Twitter that their next launch is planned to take place between August 2nd and August 7th, a six-day launch window that will be open from 11:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. each day. Astra will be launching Rocket 3.1, a small rocket launcher that the company is hoping will make its first trip to orbit from Kodiak. If Rocket 3.1 sounds familiar, it's an upgrade of the Rocket 3 version that failed to reach orbit back in March. Astra was attempting to win a launch challenge sponsored by DARPA, which stands for Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency, an arm of the U.S. military that develops new technology for military use. Astra didn't win that prize, but they are going to try again, as they are preparing the rockets to deliver satellites to low orbits. Rocket 3.1 is a relatively small rocket, only 40 feet tall, which makes it more portable. Astra says that its rapid manufacturing and focus on small payloads, what they call a, quote, mass market delivery system, makes their launch system more cost-effective than other aerospace operations. Kodiak can expect temporary road closures of Passagshack Road to Fossil Beach between August 2nd and 7th, with additional air and marine restrictions. For KMXT News in Kodiak, I'm Jared Griffin.
The Alaska Department of Public Safety accused Google of censorship for canceling a recruitment advertisement for state troopers considered to be political, but the tech giant said it was a miscommunication. The one-minute video shows civil unrest, talks about how Alaska is different, and features Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy, who makes an appeal for people to come to Alaska to become a trooper. Google spokesperson Charlotte Smith said Friday that the rejection stemmed from confusion about the company's definition of a political advertisement. Smith said it had nothing to do with the ad's content, but it's instead that it featured Dunleavy, an elected politician. And a conservation group has filed a petition seeking endangered species status for a subspecies of Alaska wolves. Coast Alaska reported the Center for Biological Diversity petitioned to the U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service to protect Alexander Archipelago wolves who live in southeast Alaska. The organization says the wolves are threatened by deforestation, hunting, trapping, and climate change. This is at least the third time a petition has been filed on behalf of the wolves. The U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service rejected the most recent petition, concluding populations were stable almost everywhere except near and on Prince of Wales Island. And officials say a factoring fishing vessel that docked in the Alaska fishing port of Dutch Harbor in the Aleutian Islands has 85 crew members aboard who were infected with the coronavirus. Alaska's Energy Desk reports the fishing boat named the American Triumph has sailed from Dutch Harbor to travel hundreds of miles to Seward for a scheduled arrival Wednesday. It will carry the crew members who tested positive and medical personnel, who will then be taken to an isolated location in Anchorage. This is KTOO News.